Scott, it is 2025, and it is the opening episode of season number 8. You heard me, season number 8. I will get to how I got there later on in the podcast. I couldn't believe it either. I went back, I did the math, and that's what it is. Okay, so get ready for season number 8 of the CEO Mindset Podcast. I am no longer holding my tongue. I am not going to be pulling any punches. In past seasons, I have just talked primarily about, you know, tips and how to leverage your personal brand, and I've shared all of that information with you. But this year is different because we are in a time where it's just time to put all of our cards down on the table, and I want to do that this season. I'm going to get more into that later. So, you know, just grab your snack, your drink, and get prepared for season number 8 of the CEO Mindset Podcast.
Welcome back to the CEO Mindset Podcast. I'm Andrea Patrick, your host, and I'm so happy that you are joining me today. Subscribe if a CEO mindset is something you want to obtain and you want to find the intersection where your work and life coexist. The sky is the limit when you're clear about your value, consistent in the way you share said value, and you're upfront and honest about who you are while sharing it. There are so many examples to follow and learn from. Let's get into today's, shall we?
All right, I mentioned to you that this is season number 8, so I want to set the record straight about that. I did not really start with seasons until I think maybe 2 seasons ago. And I mentioned, you know, we'll be back for next season, or this is the final episode of the season. I've mentioned things like that before over the past couple of years, but prior to that, I really didn't have seasons. I just, you know, just kept pushing out episodes. And as I am doing things differently to get different results, I decided to go back and look at how long I've actually been doing my podcast and add up all the years and just determine that that is the season that I am on. So moving forward, I'm going to have seasons as years. So this is season 8. We're in 2025. 2025 will be season 8. 2026 will be season 9. So forth, so on. You understand. Okay. In the past seasons, however, like I said in the intro, I was really just zoned in on sharing more personal branding tips with you, how you leverage who you are to get the things that you want. That was what I was primarily focused on. This season, I'm diving a little bit deeper. I want to have conversations that are important. I want to have conversations that are inspiring. I want to have conversations that are informative and helpful, because we are in a season, y'all. My God, today. We are in a season where there is a lot of language and conversations that are happening that seem a bit divisive, and they also seem a little bit exclusive, meaning they are not including everyone in the conversations, and those of us who are in certain demographics are potentially losing opportunities because we are no longer being offered a space at the table the way we were, because primarily people were forced to. So I decided that I am going to draw my line in the sand, and I'm not going to tiptoe around these subject matters anymore, because they are important for us to have. We need to have these conversations to empower each other, to encourage each other, to inspire each other, to do everything we can possibly do to make sure that whatever we do, we are pulling someone up behind us, and we are grabbing the hand of someone above us, and we are doing what we can do in our own circles to be successful. You know, I don't want the conversation to be what someone is doing to us or what someone is doing to prevent us from being in the room, having a seat at the table. I want us to be so freaking great that they cannot deny us the seat at the table. Like, if they look at our resume, if they look at our track record, if they look at our work, our body of work, there will be no denying that we are the best person for the project, for the job, for the speaking engagement, for whatever it is that is being offered up. And if that is not where we're supposed to be, I want us to learn how to recognize the opportunities or learn how to create our own opportunities so we're not struggling to fit in someone else's mold. And that is what the conversations are going to be this year. I had a whole script here that I was going to share with you, but I got off on a tangent. Last season, I shared tips and advice to improve your self awareness. I talked a lot about personal leadership and techniques to help you achieve a level of personal leadership that made you a better leader in whatever it was you were trying to do. If you go back and watch some of the videos and listen to the podcast's audio files, I don't have videos for all the podcast episodes. I just started that towards the end of last year. But I will link down below the actual link to my audio podcast. You can go take a listen to those that are not on video. But last year, my goal was a loose goal because I really didn't set too many intentions around the podcast. I kind of went with what was happening to me in my life and what was going on around me with friends and colleagues and things of that nature. And I talked about those particular topics. But this season, I'm doing things a little bit differently. My idea, like I said, for this season, and moving forward, is to have a certain theme. So I'm really going to rely on you, the viewer, the listener, to tell me your thoughts. So it's really important for you to listen to the podcast, download the podcast, engage with me in the comment section of the video podcast, because, you know, YouTube is looking at who is watching, who's sharing, who's commenting, and that's how this information gets pushed out. This is a very important conversation. And you're having it in other rooms. I know you are. So why not have it here in the comment section and with me? And let's have some of those conversations around business and scaling our businesses and growing our careers and sharing the tips that we have with one another for how we've navigated spaces and circumstances that have been a little bit problematic. Because if you're going through it, someone else is going through it. So my idea for this season is to really, like I said, have some of those hard conversations, talk to people who are in a career space, who have been successful in growing their business, who are in spaces that we are not typically in, and sharing those tips on how we can be there too. You know, I don't know about you, but I have often sat down with people and I've talked to them and I've wondered, wow, how in the world did you get there? How did you position yourself? You know, what, tell me, like, I want to sit down and just learn from you and grow from you. That's what I want this podcast, this season, to be about. I want you to come here every week, hear from people who have been there and done that, that are minority-owned businesses. They are minorities climbing the corporate ladder. They are doing the thing despite the obstacles that are being put in front of them. They're going to talk to us about some of those challenges and how to either mitigate them or how to overcome them if they've happened to you. Because if you are a black or brown human being in this country, even a woman in some instances, things are being kept from you. You are not able to get in some of the rooms. And so for those of us who have made it, we're sharing that information on the podcast. And I've got several people who are allies that are going to be coming on and talking about things that we can do. If we can't get in their rooms, we need to make the rooms ready for each other so that we can pull each other up and help each other out. And really, that is the conversation that I want to have this season. I really want to engage with you guys and just really chew on this narrative. You know, this is not about, you know, bashing any other culture or any other group. Quite the opposite. This is empowering us. This podcast series, this season, is about empowering us. How can we be the best versions of ourselves? How can we show up for one another? How can we build our own infrastructure so that we don't necessarily have to deal with some of the challenges that are being placed on us, some of the things that are being implemented within companies? I'll say it, you know, the whole DEI rollback situation was quite disappointing to me. I just cannot tell you enough how, I'm not even a big fast food eater, but I did enjoy the fact that, and I used to like give them their props, McDonald's, on how every Black History Month, they seem to be the only ones that would celebrate this month. And when they said that they were rolling back the DEI, honey, I was upset. more so probably than any other platform. I don't have to shop at Walmart. I don't have to shop at Target. I don't have to shop at Lowe's. I don't have to purchase Amazon. I know Amazon hurt a lot of y'all, but I don't really have to. It wasn't, those weren't as bad for me. But McDonald's, nothing, like I said, I don't eat McDonald's often, but I guess I was a little disappointed because I used to really brag on them for how they handle Black History Month. So that hurt a little bit. But I do want to lean into the idea of creating room at the table within our own culture. Creating, what does it look like to build businesses? And we used to do that back in the day. Like there, we had Black Wall Street. We had businesses in areas where it was a lot of Black-owned brands, a lot of brown-owned brands that communities could stand on their own 2 feet and not really need anything outside of that circle. And I want us to not necessarily think, you know, going back to segregation, that's not what I'm saying. But what I am saying is, instead of being so dependent on other cultures to give us a seat at the table, I want this podcast to be about offering information and having conversations and offering techniques and tips for how we can set our own table and how we can bring people to our table to sit with us. That's what I want to talk about this season on the CEO Mindset Podcast. We're constantly evolving. Remember, we are constantly evolving and being open to failing forward, right? So in doing so, we need to constantly evolve. How can we, like I said, create our own table? How can we set that table? How can we prepare for that table? How can we invite others to the table, right? So that we're not always waiting for someone to invite us to a table, you know? And we can show ourselves so valuable, position ourselves, if we're already at the table, we can position ourselves in a way that is so valuable that people will think twice about removing us from the table because we have sort of set ourselves up to be the go-to person for something. I have an interview coming up where we talk about making yourself the go-to for a certain area in your business, right? So that they can't dismiss you, even if they try, because you've made yourself so valuable to what is happening around the success of that organization that they would have to think twice about removing you from the seat. Nothing is 100%, but if you create that environment, then, you know, it's going to be difficult for them to move you out of the way because there won't be a replacement. The conversation that I'm talking about is so great. It's coming up next week. So be sure to subscribe and set your reminders. Every Wednesday podcast comes out. So make sure that you are subscribed so that you get the notification when it comes out. So again, a glimpse. I just kind of wanted to share like last season, you know, this is a very short, you know, premiere episode of the podcast that I'm super excited to start again for a new season, season 8. I told you how I got there. I told you that I got there by adding up the years. Y'all, I cannot believe that I have been doing this for 8 years. And I don't know if you know, if you are interested in podcasting yourself, I actually have a podcasting 101 program that I will link down below. If you want to start a podcast for yourself, you don't quite know how to get started, this podcast walks you through the basics of creating a podcast, the things that you'll need, how you can get started, some lingo that you might want to know. It gives you like information about equipment, how to get started, how to set yourself up, how to plan, all the things. And I think that might be valuable if podcasting is something for you. But again, like I said, last season was all about empowering you to be the best leader you can be of yourself and being self-aware. This season we are tackling empowering topics and engaging conversations that encourage minority business owners and Black and brown people who are in the corporate environment to be confident in what they're bringing to the table and go after the things that they want despite our current political climate. And just to give you some idea of who we have on the show this season, I'm super excited about. We have a leadership executive who, I mean, when I say she dropped some pearls, That is our episode coming up next week. I thoroughly enjoyed that conversation with her. She was a wealth of information. And, you know, she said some things that were just really jaw-droppers that were just very enlightening and very profound, the way she put the words together. And I really enjoyed the conversation. So make sure to tune in next week for that. We also have a local business owner who is very talented. A few people coming up are people from my leadership class. I'm actually in a leadership program with the City of Allen here, and it's a phenomenal program. If you're listening and you live in the Allen area, so definitely consider being a part of Leadership Allen. If you are not in Allen, I'm pretty sure there is a leadership program in your area that you should consider. What it does is it walks you through sort of how the city works, and you get access to local city officials. You get a clearer understanding of how your economic and development corporation goes out and brings in new people. You understand how your community development corporation actually deals with helping with the lifestyle of where you are. It's very interesting, and you learn a lot about where your money goes in the city and how the money works and all the different things. But I digress. The point of me even bringing that up is that there are so many interesting people in my leadership program, and there is such a diverse group that I have enlisted quite a few of them to be guests on the podcast this season. So anyway, I am not going to keep you. Like I said, this is just the preliminary episode for the season. I wanted to give you the lowdown. I wanted to get you ready because next week we are starting off. Girl, we are starting off very strong next week. So hold on to your hats, okay? I'm super excited about the season and what it is going to bring. And I also just believe that it's time to stake a claim. It's time to draw a line in the sand and, you know, really have a position. And this is my position. I think that we are smart, capable individuals who can set our own table, who can create our own table, and we can command the room. We can do the dang thing, okay? And we need to show up as our best selves. We can't show up as half of ourselves or less than and expect people to take notice. We have to be exceptional. And I believe that in building ourselves up, helping each other out, having these conversations is how we are going to do that. We don't have to conform, but we do have to constantly evolve and be open to failures if we want to endure. So I want you to set your alarm for Wednesdays. Make sure you are subscribed to the podcast so that when new episodes hit, I am self-hosted. So if you are subscribed via my website, I'll put the link down below. You will get a notification when a new podcast episode happens. But if you are not going to use that link and you are already kind of subscribed to a Spotify or an Apple podcast, I am there as well. You can look for the CEO Mindset podcast logo. Look us up and you can go ahead and subscribe there as well. But here's my big asses. Here is my big ask. Comment. Engage with me. If you have been on YouTube for any amount of time, you know that the algorithm really does focus on engagement, community building. They want to know that the people you are trying to talk to are interested in what you are trying to say. So the best way for them to know that is for you to watch the video all the way to the end and to give it a thumbs up and to comment on the conversation. Comment on the video. I ask that you are respectful in your comments. We don't have to agree, but we do have to respect one another. So I implore you, if you're going to watch the videos, please give it a thumbs up. Go ahead and subscribe to my channel and make sure that you leave a comment each week telling me your thoughts or giving me some suggestions on what you would like to hear based on the conversation we have in that particular episode. All right. Thank you so much for sticking around to the end because I know you did. Hit the subscribe button. Click the notification bell so you don't miss an upload. And don't forget to leave your comments. And I'll see you here again next week for another episode, the big first episode with the first guest. I will see you here next week. week. All right.
That does it for today's episode of the CEO Mindset Podcast. Remember, this is the place to be to find the intersection between your personal life and your business life so that they coexist. It's also where you learn how to consistently evolve and be open to the failures that happen, be open to the opportunities, be open to the opportunity for change. Make sure you are subscribed. Leave your comments below about today's episode. If you have any questions, comments, concerns, I want to hear all about them. And I want to hear how you are using what you hear to grow your business, live the life you love, and have that quality of life that we are all looking to achieve. All right, guys, don't forget to follow me over on Instagram, AF Patrick. Definitely subscribe to my YouTube channel, Andrea Patrick Official. All the links that you need to continue following and being a part of the Be You Boss Squad community is listed in the show notes, along with any other links that I think might be amazing for this particular podcast. Remember, we are on all the podcast platforms, so if you have not already, find us and subscribe. See you again next week.